Across the nation, auto companies, local officials, and union leaders are trying to chart a path through this uncertain, fast-moving moment. Small towns and state governments are jockeying to capture their share of the emerging green economy, enticing electric automakers to invest in their backyards with tax incentives and worker training programs. Legacy automakers are rethinking their businesses from the ground up, poised to spend tens of billions of dollars in the process, while union leaders are fighting to maintain a voice in the evolving industry. Meanwhile, the Biden administration is trying to use the federal dime to shape the industry's transition in a way that will ultimately support communities. The auto industry is not the only sector staring into the green unknown. Study after study shows that on a global scale, transitioning industry to a low-carbon economy will create new jobs. But those jobs won't necessarily be in the same places, go to the same people, or offer the same pay and benefits. In the energy sector, for example, the International Labor Organization found that addressing climate change will create 24 million jobs globally while eliminating 6 million. This trend carries across large swaths of the economy. But the science of climate change is urgent, and even the most wizened labor advocates acknowledge that such complexities cannot be an excuse for inaction. Instead, they say, this moment must be viewed as an opportunity to create the best jobs as early as possible. All of these decisions on electric vehicles and clean energy will need to be worker-centered, says Senator Sherrod Brown, an Ohio Democrat and longtime supporter of organized labor. That will make all the difference.